Good morning, Lisa Astragalios.
Hey, Lisa, it's Tammy with RDI. How are you?
Hi there.
Hi.
Hi.
How are you?
So good to hear your voice.
It's good to hear your voice, too. I'm sorry I have not called back.
It's okay.
Crazy.
It's okay. It's just nice to hear you.
Oh.
How have you been?
Well, let's see. Mom's in the hospital, so
okay.
We've been dealing with that. The cancer is just getting worse.
Oh, I'm sorry.
All of these things are happening, so I'm trying to juggle that and work during the busiest season of the year.
I know.
I know, and I have to tell you a story.
Okay. Do you want me to buckle in?
Uh-huh. Buckle in.
Buckle in.
Buckle
all
in,
right.
Because as if my life isn't stressful enough
okay.
with my mom, the clients who bought the 3-carat round from me this past summer have turned into an absolute nightmare.
Why?
Because the woman has gone insane, and they picked up the ring. It was just in a simple stellar mounting. She loved it. Then like a month or so ago, so the ring appraised for $60,000.
Okay.
She was washing the dishes with it. Like, who washes the dishes with the $60,000 ring on?
Correct.
I
like,
don't
okay.
know.
Like, come on,
okay.
girl. Like.
Yeah. And she caught it on, she says she caught it on some cutlery while she was washing the dishes.
Okay.
And so I get this email from them saying, you know, and now the diamond is, you know, it's not sitting properly, and the mounting is bent, and we need to bring it back to you, and we're going to make an appointment to have you look at it, and will there be any charge for fixing it? And
hey.
I'm like, okay, I'm not even going to answer that. I'll just say, you know, looking forward to seeing you. Bring it in. Let's take a look.
Right.
You know?
Yep. As
so
quickly as possible. It's like, let me see what I'm getting myself into. Yeah.
Exactly. And so I look at it. She hands it to me, and she's saying she's freaking out. And she's like, you told me I could wear it every day. You know, now I'm afraid to wear it. It's bent, and, you know, the setting is warped, and you know, the diamond is off. And I'm looking at it, and I could not see a damn thing. I'm like, okay, let me look under the microscope. Diamond was fine, hadn't moved, totally tight, no airspace under the prongs. Like,
you're
there
like
was a little scratch on the prong.
Wrong.
There's
right.
nothing wrong with the ring. No, it's warped. You can see from the side. See, if you look carefully, you can see where the metal is different, and then the diamond is tilted now, and it needs to be reseated, and it's not sitting properly. And, you know, and I'm like, oh, shit. So I said, you know, I thought about it, and I thought, you know, my jeweler's going to look at it and go, there's nothing wrong with this. I can't see what you're seeing. But, you know, let's buff and polish it, get the
right,
little scratch out.
Right, let's just do something,
you know,
to make her.
So I said, no worries. I'll take it in, no charge. We'll make it right.
Mm-hmm.
That's fine. And so I did that. My jeweler was like, okay, whatever, you know. And I bring it, you know, I have them come in to pick it up. And she looks at it and she's like, now the diamond's sitting crooked. It's listing off to one side. It's not seated properly. And I'm like, no, I you look at it from the face down. It lines up with the band. It's straight. And she's like, and now the under gallery is completely warped. And, you know, and I'm like, no, everything is fine. Everything's fine. It's fine. And she's insisting. And I'm like, well, okay, if you feel that that is off, let me look under the microscope. And I'm like, maybe the diamond is hanging over, like, maybe, like, what, a third of a millimeter?
Right.
Over, you know, and that was the stupid thing. I shouldn't have said that because she latched onto that information. And she's like, it's off. It's completely off now.
Oh, my God.
I want
God.
It completely equidistant on either side. And now the mounting's warped. And I, was able to kind of sort of calm her down and get her out the door.
Mm-hmm.
And then I get a phone call a few hours later from the husband.
Oh, my God.
And he's like, she's on a walk right now, so I can call you, but she's really spiraling out of control. She doesn't want to wear the ring. She's really disappointed. She's very upset. What are we going to do? And I'm like, do you want to meet with my appraiser? He's an independent appraiser. He appraised your ring for you. He can reassure her that nothing's wrong with the ring. And he's like, okay, that's good information. I'll see what I can do. So then the next day I get an email saying, you know, Michelle is extremely disappointed in her ring and feels that no amount of polishing or fixing the mounting will bring it back to its original state. And so we are making an appointment to bring it in the Saturday after Thanksgiving to you, and we would like you to supply us with a new mounting free of charge as per warranty, in quotes, or customer satisfaction. I'm like, there's no warranty.
Right.
What? You know, you damaged it.
Right.
It's fine. And so I was freaking out, you know.
Yeah.
Wasn't sleeping. I mean, it's bad enough. My mom's in the hospital, and then I get this. And so
right.
He comes in with their three young daughters without
her. Oh, my
gosh. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. 9, 7, and 5. And they're saying, we can't see what mommy's seeing. The ring looks fine to us. And I'm like, oh, dear, you guys are the eyes and ears of your mother. I'm not going to say a word.
Right, you
they're
can't.
They're listening.
Yeah, you can't.
And so, and he's like, I'm really sorry about this. But first off, Michelle wants you to look under the microscope to confirm that there have been no scratches, chips, or breaks in the diamond, and that the diamond is completely sound, as we had purchased from you. That that there has been no damage.
Does she also realize that jewelry in itself is worn over time?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, I sold them. I designed their 10-year or their original engagement ring.
Mm-hmm.
She wore, which was a 1 1/3 carat, and she's saying, I wore that every day. I never had a problem. And it's like, well, now you have something three times the size, and you have it in a mounting that's seated really tall.
A cathedral?
So, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm like, yeah. So that's what she wanted. And so I look under the microscope, and I'm like, there's nothing wrong with the diamond.
Mm-hmm.
It matches the cert. Like, mm-hmm. There's no scratches or chips or anything on it.
Right.
But, you know, they don't trust me anymore.
Right.
So I told him that, and he's like, oh, that's great and stuff. I'll let her know. But I'm thinking in the back of my mind, they don't trust me at all. They don't trust me. So I went through, I'm like, okay, can you show me where the diamond, where the mounting is warped? And he's like, I can't really see it, She's the one with the keen eye. And I'm like, no, you need to show me so I can mark it and so I can show my jeweler. You need to show me where this mounting is warped.
Right.
Well, I think it's over here. And I'm like, okay. And now you say that the prongs are not centered properly.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, can you show me which prongs are off? Well, I don't really see that. And I'm like, you got to point it out. Got to point it out.
Right.
I took all these photos and everything, and I was like, okay, here are the 4 points that she is insisting be perfect. I've written them down on the job envelope. I've given you a copy of the claim slip, of the claim slip here with the 4 points, and when she comes in to pick up the ring, she needs to sign off on all 4 points.
Yeah. No, 1,000%.
And he's like, I'm so sorry for all of this, She's just, it doesn't bring her joy. She just immediately put it in the safe, and she's been afraid to wear it, and it just makes her really disappointed and sad to look at it.
Oh, my God.
Uh-huh. And so I was like, all right, you do realize there is no warranty. That
right.
is what your insurance policy is for. But you know damn well that if they were to take it to their insurance company and say that there was something wrong, the insurance company would say there's nothing wrong with the ring.
Right, exactly.
You know? So, and I said, I don't offer warranties, as you know, but as far as customer satisfaction goes, I will replace this with a new mounting.
Mm-hmm.
Because they could sue me. Like, it's cheaper to do this than to pay for an attorney. So I am buying them a whole new mounting. But the thing is, I think that if she sees something on the diamond, she's going to want to return the diamond. Like, holy shit.
Right.
So I'm having my appraiser meet with them to show her that there is nothing wrong with the diamond.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the best I can do.
Right. Well, so. I mean, at least they have lifetime trade on the diamond. So, I mean, like, I guess if she wants to get a different diamond or a different mm-hmm. shape or anything, like, there's always that option.
I know. That's true. I hadn't really thought about that aspect. But
at least it
would have to be something that cost more than her diamond, though, right?
It would, just a dollar more. It's not like it has okay. to be exceptionally more, mm-hmm. you know?
Mm-hmm.
So if she would,
right.
if she wants to do anything else, like maybe at this point she's like, okay, that diamond has bad juju. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like she
right.
might just be one of those people that is like, okay, that diamond no longer brings me joy. But
right. okay,
you can
so.
Have that in your back pocket, you know?
Oh, God, thank you for that.
Yeah.
I have been thinking, holy crap, I'm going to have to write her a check for, like, what, $44,000 or something? I'm like, I don't have that kind of money.
Right.
There's no way.
Right.
There is no way. But there's nothing wrong with the stone. So,
yeah, at least, like, that is something you can have in your back pocket
okay.
to know that, like, we have dollar-for-dollar trade.
Okay.
So if she wanted to be like, okay, I want a different diamond then, or a different
mm-hmm.
shape, or a different whatever...
Mm-hmm.
She
right.
has that option.
Oh, my God, Tammy, you have made my day.
Hey, that's what
oh
I'm here
God.
For, Lisa. That's what I'm here for.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you for that, because I'm like, she can see the black inclusion
mm-hmm.
with her naked eye.
So maybe that's what it is.
I don't know. So, yeah. I mean, she can see it. And I'm like, really? And the way that... the stone where the laser inscription is for the GIA number
mm-hmm.
makes it so in a four-prong mounting you cannot hide that black inclusion under one of the prongs, otherwise you will not see the GIA inscription.
Mm, okay.
It's just the placement of it.
Yeah.
Which is a bummer. So that's yeah. Yeah. Okay.
Well,
but
breathe a little bit.
Okay, thank you. Thank you, thank
yeah.
you. Because I'm like, oh, my God. Okay.
Yes.
Oh, my God. Thank you.
Yeah, there's no reason that you should have to take a return like that. Like, no. There's...
Okay.
She has lifetime trade on that diamond, so
okay.
she can always change it. She can always, like, dollar for dollar, the money they've spent, like, it goes towards
mm-hmm.
another diamond.
Okay. Okay. I will... I mean, they could read the fine print on that. I'm not going to bring it up.
No.
Unless they bring it up. But, yeah. No, this is like I've never in the 17 years that I've had my business have encountered anyone like this. So I'm very thankful for the 17 years that I've had. You know, 99.9% of my clients are lovely.
Yeah.
Lovely people.
Yeah.
But
well, you attract clients like yourself. You know what I mean?
Well,
you're lovely,
I assume they are.
And they
used to be. They used to be great, but I think I think it's not about the ring. I think there's something else going on.
Yeah.
Like mentally for
yeah.
her. You know, I don't know what she's going through. So, I mean, they were lovely for the 10 years that I've been helping them with their, you know, I did their original wedding rings.
Right.
So, but it is making me realize, okay, I need to come up with a return policy, terms and conditions, like this is motivating me to, like, make some fine print to protect myself.
Right. No, 1,000%. Because, like, if you don't want people taking advantage of you, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
It's yeah. not worth it because, like, people in this day and age, people will take full advantage. And I've seen it firsthand, yeah. you know?
Yeah. I mean, it's nuts. I mean, if she had bought a new car and got a dent in it, she couldn't take it back to the dealership and expect a brand new car.
Right. But she would probably be the type of person to be like, well, it wasn't there before I walked into the grocery store, but mm-hmm. it's there now. So,
yeah.
you know
and
what
that's
I mean?
What, that's, you know, and that's if she wanted to, claim it on her insurance, she could, and her premium would go up. Probably with the same with the ring here.
Right.
And
right.
he even said to me, he's like, oh, I'm so sorry. You know, if any damage happens to the ring later on in life, we will go through our insurance. And I'm like, yeah.
You're
that's
supposed
what it's
to win
there
the
for.
First place.
That's what it's for. You're not supposed to be getting a new mounting out of me.
Right.
You know? But I'm going to do it because
yeah.
I'm nice.
yeah. Right. And
so, oh. But,
well,
oh, my God, Tammy. Thank you.
if it's any consolation, I will just tell you there is a 302 FSI1, same quality and everything in my inventory. It's mm-hmm. $43,639, so it's about $2,000 more.
Mm-hmm.
But there is no black in it at all.
Yeah.
So just so you're aware.
Okay.
But
okay.
that's what it would be without
yeah.
any black crystals. So, like,
okay.
that way you have an idea.
That's great. Okay. Thank you.
Yes, of course.
All right.
Well, I mean, other than the story, is there anything that you need? I mean, I'm
oh
glad
God.
I can help you in some aspect.
Thank you. Yes. Yeah, you know, I mean, at this point, do you happen to have any old European cuts, like matched pairs for earrings?
I can get some, but how big? What size?
We're looking at about 5 millimeter. So
well,
yeah, carat
half.
Total weight, maybe somewhere around there.
Yeah, half. Any particular color clarity, like IJ kind of thing?
Yeah, they could be IJ. I mean, they're old.
Yeah.
So yeah. Yeah.
I can get you a price on some. It'll
That'd
might take me a little bit,
awesome.
But I can get you a price.
I would love that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've got an actual lovely client who's very excited and so that would be great. And you can just text me if
yeah,
you want. And you've
definitely.
Got my cell.
I do.
So that would be awesome.
Yeah, I'll text you. I'm here tomorrow too. So if something else
okay.
comes up, just let me know. Okay.
Awesome. Okay. Thank you so much. Oh my God, you've made my day.
Well, I hope things turn around, and just know
Thank
that
you.
There are people in your corner. You don't have to feel like you're alone. Okay.
Okay. Thanks so much.
Of course.
Okay.
Anytime.
We'll talk soon.
Thanks.
Alrighty.
Take care.
Bye.
Bye.